Health authorities around the world are continuing to keep a close eye on the Omicron BA2 variant as infections continue to spread. Several countries have experienced a surge in cases credited to this subvariant, including Denmark, the UK, Norway, Sweden, and China. And here at home, the New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard warned that infections could more than double in 6 weeks due to that new Omicron mutation. Dr. Andy Pekosch is a virologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in the United States. And he says he's cautiously optimistic about the spread of the variant and how we can combat it.
Well, we're keeping our eyes on BA2, as are many, many other laboratories across the world, actually. Right now, it's not showing the same concerning signs of transmission that the BA1 variant showed when it first emerged, but that's certainly not to say that it doesn't pose a risk. So right now we're cautiously optimistic about BA2 and continuing to monitor its spread and looking for those surges in cases that might tell us it's increasing in terms of prevalence.
And speaking of spread, is it the case that your view is that it's more infectious but no more deadly?
It looks like it's slightly more infectious from some of the data, but certainly it doesn't appear to be more deadly, and certainly in many of its properties seem to be very similar to BA1. So if a variant was to emerge, this seems to be one that's relatively less worrisome than some of the other variants that have emerged previously.
Is it fair to say that what we've learned about the Omicron variant so far would help us stay on the front foot to combat the new one?
Absolutely. Everything we've learned about the Omicron BA1 variant would allow us, is directly applicable to the BA2 variant. And certainly, we're much more aware of monitoring cases. And now that cases have subsided in many parts of the world, genomic surveillance, which is what we need to identify BA2 cases, can really be brought to bear much more directly to monitor BA2 emergence.
Could Omicron mutate again? Could we see BA3 or 4?
As a virologist, I fully expect that we will see more variants come through. It's possible that we could see variants of Omicron coming through. It's also possible that we might see a completely different variant that has been circulating at low levels in other parts of the country. I think the important thing is we now have vaccines and treatments, all of which could blunt in the severe disease cases that we see with COVID-19. I think we just have to use those tools much more effectively.
What about that? Are those protections being deployed to the extent that you'd like? Here in Australia, the New South Wales Health Minister said cases could more than double in 6 weeks due to the spread of this new subvariant. I understand the situation in the United States is what? That about two-thirds of the eligible population, 65%, have had two doses. Is that enough?
It's really not enough. It's clear that with Omicron, you know, two doses can provide some protection against severe disease, but three doses of an mRNA vaccine is really ideal. That's shown to provide very strong protection against severe disease with Omicron. We've had a slightly lower acceptance rate for that third dose than we did for the regular scale of the regular set of vaccination protocols here in the U.S. It's really important for people to get out there and get the maximum amount of immunity induced by this vaccine as possible, because all of that's going to contribute to not only lessening severe disease, but also to minimizing spread of the virus in the population.
Are you concerned that the world has become a bit more complacent as the Northern Hemisphere moves out of winter and the world is occupied by other matters?
Absolutely. No one more than me wants us to get back to some way of living normally and moving away from some public health interventions. But certainly we're seeing cases in some parts of the world go up. In other parts, cases are plateauing. Some of that can be attributed to the reduction in public health interventions. I think if you're in a high-risk group, there should be no reason why you shouldn't feel that you can continue to socially distance and wear your mask in public. And hopefully all of the local public health agencies are really paying attention to total case numbers, not just hospitalizations, so we can continue to stay ahead of any surges in SARS-CoV-2.
I see the CEO of Pfizer in the United States says people will need a fourth dose of the vaccine to help fend off another wave of COVID-19. He says two doses plus a booster just isn't enough to combat the new variants, and we may even be looking at annual doses. Do you agree?
Well, I think I need to see that data first. One of the things that I think is really important for us to think about is we need to have a more long-term strategy when it comes to our vaccination now. You know, our initial vaccination regimes were made for inducing as high immunity as fast as possible. We have to start thinking about how to use vaccinations to induce long-term immunity. And that may mean modifying the vaccination schedule a little bit so that we're making sure to get this long-term reactions that will protect us for 2 years, 3 years after vaccination. I don't think we want to get into a situation like with influenza where we feel we have to vaccinate people every year to maintain some level of protection. So I really do feel like we need to rethink our vaccination strategy with this goal of inducing long-term immunity as now being the priority.
After hoping for a COVID-zero strategy to bear fruit, it's not turning out that way in China. Hong Kong is seen as one of the deadliest cities in the world now in COVID terms per capita, and two of China's biggest cities, Shanghai and Shenzhen, are introducing strict new measures to try and curb a surge in cases there. Is this where some nations may be heading to look at tightening restrictions yet again?
Well, Omicron has shown us what SARS-CoV-2 can really do, and the strategies that work to effectively keep COVID levels down for other variants are not nearly as efficient against Omicron because it's so able to transmit in the population. So COVID zero strategies are now really going to demand a high level of compliance and enforcement. And with Omicron, it's just an incredibly difficult task to ask of people.
Is there any way of knowing how much longer this pandemic may have to run, or is that just an impossible question?
I would not hazard a guess as to how long this will run, but certainly I think if we can increase the vaccination rates in countries that haven't had access to the vaccine so far, I think that would go a long way to pushing SARS-CoV-2 into a virus that we would probably only have to deal with during the cold weather months. Because we already have a significant amount of population immunity across many countries. So again, target those countries that haven't had access to the vaccine, increase the amount of population immunity, and we should turn this into a virus that we deal with only in the winter months in similar ways that we deal with seasonal influenza.
Wouldn't that be nice? Dr. Andy Pekosh, virologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, speaking to me a little earlier and hoping that we're on the right track to someday see an end to this pandemic.